There was an audible sigh of relief from everyone in the tunnel. He stepped forward, was followed a few moments later by Jenny. She turned and took a step back. The cloud of color continued to fade. The ground continued to shake, and there was the constant low rumbling noise. Tom stepped through. Olivia rushed up to him and hugged him. Behind him, the portal closed. The earthquake stopped suddenly, decisively, at that exact moment. At the very second, the portal closed. A heavy silence hung in the air.
"Well," Jenny said at last, breaking the silence, "that was rather sudden."
There were a few nervous chuckles.
"Is that possible?" asked Amanda. "The earthquake is there, but not here?"
"Amanda," Jack groaned, "we just passed through a portal that leads someplace called the Christmas Cave, and you wonder what's possible?"
"Right," said Amanda. "Good point." Tom picked up the lantern that Jenny had left in the tunnel, and Mike helped him get it lit. The other flashlights were turned on, and the group made ready to get the heck out of there. The earthquake may have stopped, but the caves were still very unstable. Mike led the way, confident of the path to the surface. Jack and Amanda brought up the rear.
"Do you think Mom was serious?" Jack asked his sister.
"Oh, yeah. We're grounded, all right.
For 6 months? I mean, hey, we found Bill."
"Mike found Bill. We just happened to be with him at the time."
"Suppose you could look at it that way," said Jack, frowning. He suddenly grinned.
"But the Christmas Cave, we found the Christmas Cave."
"Sure did."
"So cool. And you wanted to turn back."
"Sure did," she said again. "And I'm still grounded. Thanks for that."
As she finished those last words, they heard a low rumbling noise coming from the tunnel behind them.
"What is that?" she asked. "Another quake?"
"No, not a quake. Oh, geez," Jack called out then to the rest of the group ahead of them.
"Cave-in! Cave-in!"
The tunnel ceiling was beginning to collapse behind them. Dirt and dust billowed toward them. They ran. They all ran as fast as they could, but it didn't seem that it would be fast enough. Leading the way, Mike saw thin streams of light far up ahead. He rushed toward it, everyone right behind him. The cloud of dirt and dust engulfed Jack and Amanda, still trailing the others. The sun, enveloped in a glow of dark orange and red, was just coming up above the horizon. Golden rays streaked across the treetops and filled the clearing with the morning light. A loud, rolling rumble accompanied a great cloud of dirt and dust that swelled out of the cave entrance. Mike was little more than a silhouette in the cloud as he stumbled out. Jenny staggered out after him. Mike held out a supportive hand as she stepped past him. She dropped down to one knee, then both knees, leaned forward, and began coughing. Others came staggering out, dark shadows in the expanding cloud of billowing dirt. Last out were Jack and Amanda, hacking and choking. Olivia stumbled over to them, held them in her arms. Tom placed a hand on Daniel, absently wrapped an arm around him. The dust settled, and the air slowly cleared. Jack turned and looked back toward the hillside. The cave entrance was gone.
"That's that," he said softly.
The world grew quiet. Bill took several steps toward the edge of the clearing. He looked outward, up at the sky, out toward the horizon. Mike stepped up beside him. Jenny joined him. The sun rose fully up from the horizon. Bright orange light splashed across the landscape.
"Welcome home, Bill,"
said Mike.